Okay, let's get some perspective on this seemingly new era of Russia-U.S. relations under Trump. For that, we turn to Arkady Ostrovsky. He's the Russia editor for The Economist. First question, what does Russia's Vladimir Putin want out of President Trump's time in office?
There are practical things that Putin might want, lifting sanctions against Russia, which were imposed after Russia annexed Crimea and started a war in Ukraine. Russia wants investment from American companies. Most importantly, Russia wants the U.S. to get out of its backyard, to stop preaching, to stop interfering.
So essentially, Vladimir Putin wanted to keep the old kind of Cold War era boundaries of influence and felt that the U.S. was pushing its way in.
Yes. The thing that Putin cares most of all, of course, is his own hold on power. And seeing neighboring countries, which were former Soviet republics, go in the direction of the West, go in the direction of democratic systems reforming themselves, was, as far as he was concerned, setting a terrible example.
Let's get back to Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin in terms of their own relationship. I mean, some people have called it a bromance. Is that fair?
Well, there is certainly a very strong degree of kinship between these two men. And some of the things that they've done in each of their countries are strikingly similar, both in terms of the use of the media and post-fact reality, lying about things and not just getting away with it, but not being even particularly embarrassed or bothered by that. And of course, most of all, doing away with all the niceties of the human rights, liberal order, all those things.
We heard recently from some Russian journalists who told us President Trump is very popular among Russians. How true is that?
Certainly the state media and practically all television is state-controlled has gone out of their way to hail Trump's presidency and to praise him and to present him as the first sort of honest leader, there is an irony, breaking from the cynicism and hypocrisy of the elites. And also Russian people, although have been brainwashed a lot over the past years, are now very confused. Only a few months ago, they were told that America is Russia's greatest enemy. Only a few months ago, they were saying that all the sanctions and all the economic problems Russia was having were due to America, and Russia was a besieged fortress, and America was trying to get it. Suddenly, they are told, Trump is a great thing. So you can excuse
Russians to be confused. I was going to ask is whether a kind of bromance and friendly talk deprives President Putin of a useful enemy in the West. Doesn't that kind of affect Putin's own standing among his people?
It does. Anti-Americanism, absolutely it does. And Russia can't quite afford to lose America as an enemy. America as an enemy justified a lot of things that happened in Russia. So when the economy is not doing well, you can blame it in America and people say, okay, well, we have to tighten our belts and just do the best we can because we are in confrontation with the most powerful country in the world. Now, if you're not in confrontation with the most powerful country in the world, it's not entirely clear why your pension has been cut or inflation goes up. So it does present a problem of a narrative, a propaganda problem for the Kremlin. I think the Kremlin was hoping that the benefits of Trump presidency as sort of praising Putin, praising Russia, and recognizing it as a great, great power, as President Trump would say, would outweigh the loss of America as an enemy. But certainly there is a lot of confusion and there is a lot of sort of conflict between these different narratives.
Arkady Ostrovsky is Russia editor for The Economist, and he's the author of The Invention of Russia. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.